Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
Lori. It's Tina. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
So sorry to hear that you were in the hospital. What happened? Oh my
Well,
goodness.
me and Jonah, we were on the search searching for someone with the rest of the people. And we got attacked.
By another dog?
No. A
Oh,
person.
wow. Really?
Yes.
How
And I haven't been feeling
scary.
good or anything. And I think it's triggering my cancer too because I'm always exhausted. I get
Oh,
up and
my
an hour
goodness.
later, I want to just go lay down and die again.
Oh, Lori. How long were you in the hospital?
A month.
Wow, that's a long stay. Oh my goodness.
I've been in there for cancer too, so
Yeah, I'm gonna continue to pray for you. Where is your cancer located? I don't think I ever asked you that.
leukemia.
Oh, blood cancer. I see. Okay. Well, I don't know if I told you, but I used to work for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and I'd go out and do the assemblies for the kids with pennies for patients and stuff. And when I started working there, they said that, there was a, like, back in the 90s, there was like a 4% remission rate. And when I started working there, it was a 90% remission rate. So they ended up, like, technology came a long way, and I believe they're going to beat it because, from going from 4% to 90%, that's a big, big, big change. You know what I mean?
The thing is, for some people though, well, not, there's a lot of people that, you can be in remission and have it come back.
That's true. That is so
And
true.
some people can get it 4 times, coming back. And
Yeah,
some
I know
people
a
don't lose
girl
it
that
at
did
all.
that. She went through treatment for lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she went into remission, and now she's in her second battle with it. It came back, so she's in the second battle with it even right now as we're speaking, So, yeah, I've
And
seen that
sometimes it
happen.
doesn't. And if it does come back too many times, you're out of luck.
So how is yours? Is it active or is it in remission right now?
No, it's active.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm definitely gonna keep you in my prayers, Lori, because I
And
believe in
I worry
miracles.
because it's like I can't do a lot of business either, and I've been having problems with people still leaving their dogs just, and not paying and stuff, and so I
Yeah.
haven't really taken any on any dogs because my help, the one dude, well, he just complains all the time. Well, I've got, he doesn't have nothing better to do, and he's still, it's hard for me to get him to do anything.
Right. Oh
So
my
it's like,
goodness.
so I can't have too many dogs, and I can't train. He's not able to train. He does not know a thing.
Right. Oh, that's not good.
I think that when God was passing out brains, he went somewhere else.
That's funny.
He ended
I
up
used
somewhere else. I don't know where, but it sure was not in the right line.
Yeah, for sure.
And I always have to get after him, and I said, I shouldn't have to do this.
And
I shouldn't
he's
have to.
supposed
You
to
have
be
to
your
be
helper?
self-motivated.
Yeah, that's not good because if he's your helper and he can't help you, then it's just causing more work for you. You know what I mean?
And I told him I can't do it all.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you, and I've had help before and they're not any better. I mean, it's like they're dogs, it's not like a real tough job to watch the dogs go out and play and put them back in and feed them and, clean the kennels. It's not like, it's not like the worst labor on earth at all.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun to work with dogs. Matter of fact, I look on my local shelter all the time, and I see the volunteers go in and take the dogs out of the cage, and they go throw the ball for them and put them in water and play in the yard for a couple of hours. And I'm like, that's so fun. I would love to do that if I had time, during the day, but I work during the day. But I'm like, that looks so fun to go and volunteer with the dogs,
So. Well, and then either that or people think it's just such a lenient job that you don't have to do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, this is stupid. I've had people where they come and all they're doing is on their phone, and I come out and I say, well, where's Wilma? Well, she was here. And I'm like, and not my question.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, where is she now? And she goes, I don't know. And I'm like, and that's the point. Even though Wilma doesn't, you know, she was too old to even bother to try to get out. So she'd just go under something or behind something and lay down, you know, out of the sun.
But you want to know where she is. Yeah, because she's old. You want to know where she is at all times.
And,
yeah.
And you know, and I had an employee where a dog got out.
Yep. Yeah, that's
you know,
scary.
And you can't have that either. And it's like, and then I had employees that wanted to rip me off. They would sit and say, well, I have to wait for the bus. Okay, you know, and I assume they punched out, but they didn't punch out. They're waiting for the bus on my time.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. So did you find that dog that got out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But
oh,
there's
good.
More. And the guy that helped that helps me now, two dogs got out when he was around.
Oh no! That's
and that was on,
good.
You know, and I wasn't even around then. But just and like I said, you know, keeping him is almost jeopardizing my job because the one dog that got out almost got hit by a car, and the other one got out and bit a neighbor.
Wow! Oh my goodness! So that's a liability for you.
Oh, definitely. And I'm like, and another dog didn't get out, but. He knows that he's not supposed to have this one dog around other dogs, and he did that too. He let her out, and there was a dog, there was a little dog there too, and she almost killed that little dog.
Wow.
So guess what? I don't have that client anymore either. I don't have any, all my good clients almost are pretty much gone now because of him.
That's terrible.
And I don't know what to do because I don't have any other help because I can't find good help.
Right, right. It's like that.
I don't want to pay. I don't want. Oh, and one lady comes to work and every morning she thinks she'd have to have a break before she started work. And I'm like, you know, I said, the bus is like four houses down the bus stop, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what do you need a break for? Were you pushing the bus?
Yeah.
Were you running behind it? You know, come on. Oh, my
I had people
grief.
Like that here, too. You know, I used to manage the whole team, and it's almost like babysitting, you know. But one pet peeve of mine is, like, we take an hour lunch every day, and then we'd have a quick meeting, and this one guy would come to the meeting with his cup of noodles and with his sandwich, and he'd be sitting there slurping the soup, like, during the meeting. And one time I called him out. I, like, stopped the whole meeting. I said, excuse me, we just had an hour lunch. You couldn't have done that on your lunch. Like, you had to bring it to the meeting. Like, it seems so disrespectful, you know. But, again, they're just trying to find ways to, like, you know, waste time, you know. It's just
it
it's
seems
crazy.
Like it.
And yeah,
I just, you know,
yeah.
And the one girl I hired that let a dog get out, you know, her parents would call like every 2 hours. And she was of age to work and everything, you know, to do whatever she's going to do. And I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong with these people? And and I said, well, she decided to stay longer to help. Well, she's not allowed to do that. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what the hell, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, and it was like, I don't understand parents that are just like, they have a leash on them or something.
Yeah,
know?
That's concerning. I mean, who knows if her parents were like abusive to her or something, because that's very concerning to me if, you know, she's an adult and they're telling you she's not allowed to, you know, that's not good. That's
well, guess
almost...
who came with her to the interview?
No. Are you serious?
Her dad.
No.
I met at Culver's. I met at a burger place called Culver's, right? And I wasn't sure, you know, that was her or not because, you know, there's two people there. So I was like, you know, okay, whatever, you know. And then, and I'm looking around and her dad says, oh, are you Lori? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, oh, great. You know, and I'm thinking, so do both want the job or just one?
Yeah.
And it was like... And he was like, okay, I'll let you talk now. And I'm thinking, oh, well, thank you for your permission.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm the one that's supposed to be asking questions, not you. Yeah.
But I thought, you know what?
Flag. Yep.
I told him, go ahead, sit in anyways, because, I mean, because I just had that feeling he was just going to sit 2 feet away and listen anyway and watch. So I figured, whatever. I mean, I picked it up that I wasn't understanding at all, you know, and I'm thinking, okay. And I'm thinking, maybe this girl is, you know, special needs. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, and she wasn't.
Yep.
But she wasn't special needs at all. You know,
yeah.
She was she's Russian.
Oh, I see.
And she adopted Russian girls, and that's fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But that don't make them special needs.
But that also doesn't mean that, yeah, you can control them either, you know? That's
and they were
good.
Always controlled. And I'm telling you, she came to work for me, and yet their house was 3 pit bulls that couldn't be around each other, or they'd kill each other.
Wow.
And they wouldn't even have their dogs trained at all for anything. And I'm like, you do know you work at a dog training place, right?
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know why your parents, why don't you get your dogs trained here then since you already work here?
Right.
Well, the parents don't want to pay for that, you know, I guess. And I'm like, so what, every dog has to live in a room.
So she was probably just there to, like, steal your training ideas. If she's around you enough, then maybe she could just go train her dog for free. No?
Nope. I didn't have her training any dogs.
Oh,
She was a help, so she got to watch the dogs play and, you know, and make sure that they were okay. And if she was able to walk some dogs, that was fine. You know, and I'm just having so many troubles. And it's like, I've been sick, you know, and the heat,
yeah.
If I get up and walk around and, you know, and the air's not working good enough for the heat, you know, because if it's so hot and air conditionings aren't, you know,
right.
Not putting out enough air for you and you don't want to kill it. You know, so then I get even more sick, and it's like, okay, and I can't sleep, and I can't, you know, and I'm like, okay, I can't do this, you know, so.
Yeah.
And the doctor says if I don't get better, I have to go back in.
Oh, no.
And you know, he says I'm supposed to take it easy, but, you know, and I thought, you know, that's like the vet telling me, you know, for my 2 police dogs, you know, is that's like telling me to have them stay off their foot. And they had you met the boys?
Yeah.
Those two ain't going to stay off their damn feet. No matter how you look at it.
Exactly.
Just, no matter what you do, unless you tie them down, they ain't going to stay off their feet. Luckily, I had them confined in a room, you know, where he was good enough that he was going to just lay down because I did, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, oh no, they won't stay off their feet for the life of them.
Wow.
And so it was like, how am I supposed to do that? But, you know, I get dog braces, but Jonah was injured too, just so you know.
Yeah.
We both were. And
Jonah's
so worried because I thought that Jonah lost his name.
Oh, Lori, I have to take this call coming in. I'll call you right back because I've been trying to get a hold of this guy. I'll call you right back. Okay, bye.